It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
Yep, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Wednesday to you. Hope that you're having a good one. Funny enough, still talking a little baseball. Someone was saying that, that's actually Ocho said the bats were bad last season. Most of them were aggressive, so maybe they just all suck. Maybe, I don't know. Hopefully not. I'm hoping that especially you get a win. This one's got to be a win. You got your ace on the mound, yep. Framber Valdez, going up against their fifth starter, Landon Raup. I don't know how to say his name properly. Apologies to that gentleman, but it's like, man, this feels like a day where...
You gotta happen, right?
Got yeah. to. Framber need a complete game shutout.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Good answer.
You had that one in your back pocket.
I wish I could say that I set him up for that. That was not the intention. All right. We mentioned in What's Poppin', last night was an incredible night of basketball watching, if you're so inclined. And there was a different level of watching that I think happened as a Rockets fan where you looked at it and you go, man, a lot of those teams are right around that space where you could see yourself facing off against them in the first round of the playoffs. And so I kind of wanted to ask, like, who do you want and who would you not want to face in the first round of the playoffs for the Rockets? They're currently sitting 2 games ahead mm-hmm. of the Denver Nuggets for they have second place until right now with how many games left to go? What is it?
Seven or eight, right?
Yeah, not that many games. Mm-hmm. left to go here. Actually, six games left to go till the end of the year. And this, they have one tonight, the Rockets do, in Utah versus the Jazz. This is going to be the last, like, kind of cupcake, if you would say.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is where it really gets interesting.
For the Rockets, they do have an opportunity to fully clinch their playoff berth, but it seems like they're going to be there. They're likely to hold on mm-hmm. to that 2 spot. But, of course, there's the last few games. However, the Warriors sitting in 5th, I mean, the Grizzlies sitting in 6th, the Timberwolves sitting in 7th, the Clippers sitting in 8th. What separates those 4 teams is 1 game in the standings. With all those teams possibly finding themselves in the play-in, and then if they win their first game, they would be the 7th seed, mm-hmm. assuming that the Rockets stay 2nd seed, and boom, you are playing them in the first round. So of those teams, which of them would you want to see? Which of them would you absolutely not want to see?
I think it's very obvious. Maybe you're going to disagree and you have two different teams altogether. The team I want to play, if at all possible, and everything's going to be moving, is Memphis.
Really?
I mean, you own them this year. They fired their coach.
Yeah, you're 3-1 versus the Grizzlies this year.
They're in disarray. That, you know, like Memphis to me is a no-brainer, the team you want to face. Now, again, who knows? They may be right up there with you at some point, however it shakes out. Wouldn't that be yours?
It wouldn't be mine. I think that if I was going to split these 2-2, the two that I would more want to see and the two that I would less like to see, they would be the second one that I more like to see in the Memphis Grizzlies for the reasons that you mentioned, right? Yeah. That is a team that absolutely has, the coaching change.
I mean, they have an interim coach that's just...
And it recently
trying to figure it out.
It's recently, yeah. Right? It's not like, oh, they had an interim that happened earlier on in the season. They found a way to figure that out. Yes, you're right. 8-3-2. The game is in Toyota tonight. They're about to go back on the road. Mm-hmm. They're not, because they're playing here and then they're playing here against the Thunder on Friday as well. I don't know where I mixed that up with, but thank you for cleaning that up. But yes, the Grizzlies have those issues, but they also still have one of the things that I worry about, which is like some crazy athleticism to get downhill. At times now, of course, the zone defense and things has kind of helped them stabilize that. But I think for me, the team that I'd want to see the most, and it's funny because earlier in the week when B. Scott was on with Sean and Payne and Pendergrass on Tuesday, they separated this out, entertainment value and for, opportunity. And I think both of those converge on the Los Angeles Clippers.
Ooh.
Give me the LA Clippers. Now, I have a lot of respect for Ty Lue as a coach. I think he does a great job in the postseason, like making adjustments and those types of things. But I just look at that team, and that is a team where the engine is James Harden, and he's good. But I think you're well suited to deal with his wiles at this point. He's not a crazy athletic guy, and I think that's counteracted by you could put a man on him and have a good opportunity of making that tough. Of course, Kawhi is a different story,
but
Kawhi looks like a different player nowadays. Like he does not scare me in the same way. Maybe I'm saying something. Maybe this is one of those things that you say and then you get cold takes exposed because it looks a little bit different, but I don't have that same fear of them. And I feel good about the only real rebounder that they have being Ivica Zubac, because I like what the Rockets have been able to do as a collective rebounding team. And you talk about owning them. You were 3-0 versus the Clippers this year. And then you start looking, I can get into the advanced stats that look a lot better when you play against the Clippers. Like your offensive rating is probably the best of these teams. It is the best when you play against these teams and you have an opportunity. Your net rating, because you're able to hold them down defensively, of course, a lot of that without Kawhi. I just feel like that is an easy matchup that I would absolutely want to see. And of course, it helps that they're the ones that have lost the most games of those teams, but I think it's also just the matchup. And the particular, the particular way that they line up with the Rockets, I think that that's the one that I would want to see the most.
Man, the Clippers are the team I want to see the least.
Really?
The absolute least.
And it's just Kawhi?
Kawhi Leonard is catching fire right now. He has been on an absolute tear. He's healthy again. They've won 11 out of 14 games. He's balling again. He is a playoff killer.
He is. That is
he
fair.
He is a playoff killer. And that is so bizarre. Like, that's the team you most want. That's the team I least want the Rockets to face.
Well, you mentioned Kawhi, and I hate to do this, but there's not a guarantee he plays all seven games should it go seven.
But he's been healthy. Like, since...
Until he's not, right? Like, that's the thing about Kawhi.
I mean, that's the story with him. But, yeah. I mean, he's played... Every game, but one where he was inactive in the last month, he's scored 29, 25,
sure.
23, 33, 23, 25, 27, and that's not counting all the rebounds and assists that we know that he can do, and steals, and defense, and good luck Jalen Green. No, I don't want to face the Clippers.
That's fair.
I don't want to face the Clippers.
That's absolutely fair, and I think I'm leaning on the idea that I think that you're dealing with a different level of Kawhi Leonard. With all due respect, he's still an incredible player. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I just feel like I think you can match up nicely. But you're right. Like, the Grizzlies are a really good one. Mm-hmm. I tell you the one that I don't want to see. I find it interesting that that's the one you absolutely don't. After a night where a dude put up 52,
down
three. It's the Warriors.
No, that's
dude.
Up there too.
It's the Warriors.
Oh, just, 100%.
Right. Not just because they are knocking down, you have these shots, but also they have a particular movement offense that, like there's an energy to that offense that kind of can wear down the Rockets, I think.
Yeah.
Like one of the things about the Rockets, they have that energy and athleticism, but if you have another team that can do something similar and have you running around, which you're going to have to do to try and keep up with Steph Curry, mm-hmm. I think that's the type of thing that, one, takes your legs,
yeah,
and then two, really makes you lock in mentally. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the thing that when you get in as a young team in the playoffs that you have to try and work on is being able to take the intensity that the playoffs come with constantly and be able to focus through that. And it's a lot harder to do that with the playoffs. And then you also have to make sure that you're going through and, you know, mm-hmm. navigating these screens well and being able to keep up with all these guys. I think that that ends up being a different level of issue on top of like the institutional knowledge that the Warriors have. When they get to the playoffs, mm-hmm. they kind of know what this environment is. I think that's the biggest mismatch when you talk about youth versus experience that you can have.
Let me ask you this. Rockets, Warriors, let's say.
Yes.
Who would be favored?
Warriors.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, is there one of these that... Yeah. Is it... It's
Rockets, Clippers?
I'm not certain.
That might be the Rockets. But I'm telling you, the Clippers are on. They won 11 out of 14.
That's a scary team, man. Yeah. That's a scary eighth seed. Mm-hmm. If it was a seventh seed,
yeah,
that's a scary team. I ain't just gonna look at that team like it's the Grizzlies or something like that. You could get got.
Right. Rockets, Lakers.
I mean, Lakers are gonna be favored there.
It's kind of weird, and it speaks to. I thought of that because you're talking about all the experience. I mean, every team that the Rockets could face.
Oh yeah.
Have like vast advantage in playoff experience, but that's part of the learning process.
It's
the old adage.
And to your point, if you're going with Memphis, like that would probably be of the ones we're talking about, and we haven't even talked about Minnesota. That one's mm-hmm. scary to me for a different reason.
Yeah.
And maybe this is the thing, and I'll stop down on that and circle to that point. I constantly, it's weird how I've seen a very good Rockets team succumb to like a really great drivers
mm-hmm.
in a way that I don't really know what to do with, especially because you don't have a backstop.
Yeah.
So if your perimeter defenders with the Rockets aren't able to absolutely stonewall a driver, which when you have a great driver,
mm-hmm.
I don't think that they can, and that's not a disrespect to them, but it just doesn't feel like they've been able to do that against the better teams.
Yeah.
You don't really have great things on the back end to stop them unless you like have a help side defender come over and maybe get a block in like an Amen
mm-hmm.
and Tari. And the teams that I look at with great drivers, the Grizzlies, the Timberwolves, not in the same way with the Warriors, but I think I established the thing with the Warriors. I don't see that with the Clippers, and maybe that's what's forced me into that place. But mm-hmm. yeah, you're right. You're right that Kawhi is there. I will concede that has been hot in a
different way. How about Kawhi on Jalen Green?
Oh, that is scary. But I don't know that. Yeah, that's the way that they could go about mm-hmm. it. I don't know that this Rockets team has been so individual focused that that's going to entirely stop the show.
No, it won't. But I think it pretty much not eliminates him, but it makes things a lot more difficult.
Certainly
for your best scorer.
Although he loves a difficult shot now, doesn't he?
He does do that.
Yeah, it's going to be a long night. Hell, if the Clippers are the AFC and they face, let's say, the Thunder,
mm-hmm.
I think they might have a long night. They'll probably win that series,
yeah.
But it ain't going to be no easy sweep.
So we need the Mavericks to win the playoff playing
Buddy,
game.
I would love the Mavericks to get that 8 seed or 7 seed.
Let's get the Mavericks in there. Everybody, man. Go Dallas, right?
Well, I don't think the Mavericks are going to get anywhere near that because the Mavericks are down, I think they're what, like 9 or 10 right now?
Nine.
Hell, give me the Kings. I'll take the Kings.
Buddy. Well, maybe the Mavericks find their way into that. That'd be fun because that was where you had to kind of invent the two big lineup because of the size that they can throw out there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Before we go, I guess I'll have to pivot here in a different way as well. But I did want to mention this. Condolences to Tari Eason, because I did not realize this during the game. Obviously, there was a lot of conversation about the technical that Tari Eason mm-hmm. received after dunking on Dorian Finney-Smith's head top playing against the Lakers.
Yeah.
When, you know, he kind of seemed like he looked towards his own bench and maybe yelled something and maybe, you know, kind of in that moment being excited. And he got a technical. Somebody on Twitter posted like, man, that's messed up. He got teed up for, you know, getting excited mm-hmm. and being happy towards his own bench. Now, Tari Eason's mother on social media, you know, responded to that. She quote tweeted that and said like happy. It was like happy pain in a way. And she revealed that Tari's father passed mm-hmm. recently.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's been going through that of late. And that's such a hard thing to imagine being that young in the midst of what you're doing, like in the midst of your work and having to deal with somebody, you know, that of that level of magnitude of meaning to you in the midst of it. And I, you know, condolences to him. That's all I can really say. And I really hope that, like, the closeness that this team is his forged is able to kind of help him through this time. Because this is a tough time and a stressful one, as we're talking about.
Yeah, and you don't know. I mean, people react so many different ways. You know, it just affected him. People say, you know, you block it out. No, you never block it out. I mean, not that recent anyway. You know, do you block anything like that out? So, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so I guess hope that he's, I don't know, able to navigate this space in a way that is meaningful. So, just circle back. You mentioned, so you want the Grizzlies most of all.
I want the Grizzlies.
All.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm kind of moving. I definitely don't want the Timberwolves. I just don't.
Mm-hmm.
The length and size that they have, I think, kind of mirrors yours. And I do wonder, like, well, Rudy Gobert ain't great offensively, but what does that defensively look like, especially for an Alperen Şengün,
yeah,
who's been really good? Actually, let me take you to Zach Lowe. This is Zach Lowe, who's recently reemerged. As he's now working with the Ringer, mm-hmm. So his Zach Lowe show is coming through. This is him talking about the Houston Rockets.
Not enough shot making. You saw with the Rockets last night; they still can't decide. You know, Jalen Green's on the bench in the fourth quarter, late in the game. You know, presumably their quote unquote best offensive player. I don't think he is. I think Şengün is. But then there's minutes in the fourth quarter where Şengün's on the bench for a long time. They're playing Jabari Smith at center. They're not even playing Smith. They're playing five wings. And I'm sitting there thinking, like, I think a lot of this offense has just got to run through Şengün. But LeBron, yeah, they got a takeaway on an entry pass late in that game. We all saw this coming for the Rockets. It's why they're going to be maybe the most interesting team in the NBA over the playoffs, and depending on what happens in the playoffs after the playoffs.
All right, so yeah. Most interesting team in the playoffs.
You can go different That's ways fun. With that, right?
Right, yeah, and I guess interesting is always one of those words that you can go a different
That's
place with.
Interesting.
Do you agree with him that Şengün, well, I mean, he used the word best player, but I think that what he's getting towards is like kind of the guy that you need to play through,
yeah,
especially in those big moments. Do you agree with him, especially after that Lakers game on Monday?
You know, we've talked about it over the course of the entire season. I like when Şengün is at his best and you run through him. I think it's probably, well, he is their best overall player, you know, maybe not their best pure scorer or whatever, but I, as much as I like them, I feel like in the postseason, and that's what he's talking about, that can get shut down pretty dang easy unless you're Jokic or something, you know. And I think that's going to be the focus. So I think you have to go. I think Jabari Smith's going to be big, you know, outside in and certainly as a three and as a potential other double big. And all that, but Jalen Green, man. I mean, if you're going to do anything in the postseason, Jalen Green's going to have to be the consistent scorer and the consistent go-to guy.
He is. Yeah. Subtle in that. A little criticism of Ime Udoka and his staff offensively,
mm-hmm,
and what they're doing there. Like, just, and I mean, we had the same criticism.
No,
right?
We've
How do you get to the end of the game,
yeah,
and you know, have Jalen Green, who's kind of been your guy, who maybe could give you some facsimile,
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, we've said the same thing.
So, but I found that interesting. Like, you have national voices having a little bit of criticism, mm-hmm, of Ime Udoka, a guy who I imagine is going to be very strongly, you know, highly positioned in Coach of the Year type voting,
yeah,
because he should be. Like, he's been very, yeah, good, but now you're getting to the level where you're playing against a different level of competition. Interesting to see how the Rockets handle it. Tonight, they'll have the Jazz, not that level of competition, but that gets them ready for like a final five-game stretch against, yeah, some really interesting games. Interesting teams, right? And yes, 8-3-2, year two of the process. Whoever we play would be good for experience moving forward. And I think that's a great way to leave it. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next is where we turn it over to Figgy Fig for the mixtape. What you got for us?
Yeah, so I'm going to let everybody know how my day went yesterday. I was out with the kiddos, had some fun. I'm going to break that down for y'all. Hollywood legend passed away yesterday, and the 10 best April Fool stunts brands pulled yesterday.
Okay.
It's actually a good list. Okay. It's not one of the ones to suck. This is a good list.
All right, so we'll get to that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yep, it's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Figgy holding it down on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there. So I'm going to do a little boomer asking today, all right?
Oh.
So John, Reggie, what did you guys do around 9 o'clock a.m. yesterday?
Okay.
9 a.m. What did I do yesterday?
9 a.m. I was yesterday. Probably walking into the building or soon to be walking into the building. Yeah.
True. Yeah, yeah. I was definitely up here. I was out talking to Byron, you know, getting ourselves ready.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
What I was doing yesterday around 9 a.m. Let me tell you what I was doing.
My bad. I forgot you did not care what I had to say there. My bad.
We gave it too much thought.
Yeah, I was actually trying like an idiot.
Let me tell you guys what I was doing yesterday around 9 a.m.
All right.
So, big shout out to Wade Smith and the Wade Smith Foundation.
Not Will Wade.
Wade Phillips.
Nope, not Wade Phillips neither.
Not Dwayne Wade. But Wade Smith. Shout out to Wade Smith.
And the Wade Smith Foundation, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, and the Wade Smith Foundation. Reading with the pros. I was at a elementary school yesterday, and I ain't gonna front, man. I was a little nervous.
Just
going in, I'm like, man. I don't know what kind of kids I'm gonna get.
Yes.
Because I know what type of elementary school I went to. So I'm like, man, is that type of elementary school? Mm-hmm. Or are these kids are super smart where they gonna call me out like, man, this dude ain't smart. This dude is stupid. Like, this dude can't even read.
This dude's stupid.
Yeah. I didn't know what I was getting into, but I came away with some takeaways from this.
Okay.
So I'm gonna start. I got like 5 takeaways from this.
Numero uno.
So when I walked in, the school was super quiet, man. Mm-hmm. It was so quiet to the point I didn't even see a kid.
Yeah.
I'm like, did school start?
Yeah.
Because usually, like, I just remember growing up, it was always kids in the hallway.
In elementary school?
Yeah, 100%. It was always a kid trying to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
It was always a kid just mingling around. Hey, young man, where your pass at? It was always, like, I ain't seen not one kid. And I was there for like a good 15, 20 minutes. Ain't see not one. I'm like, usually you can hear the kids in the classroom or something like that. I ain't hear or see nothing.
But during class, like while class is going on, I view it as like an inverse relationship between as you get older, it gets louder.
Yeah,
it's like when you're talking about the elementary school, like babies, for real, they don't go nowhere without supervision. So, like, during class time, y'all got to be in here. Mm-hmm. And if we go into the restroom, everybody going to the restroom, right? Yeah. So, like, the hallways are going to be tumbleweeds. Yeah. Middle school, because the past period, and then high school, they just be they be around.
I just remember being in elementary school, like, hey, can I go to the bathroom? Can I get a drink of water?
Yeah.
Just
trying to get out of class.
Just some type of reason to be outside the classroom. And that made me think about my favorite little skit in the, well, not a skit, but stand-up, Mike Epps stand-up. When he used to talk about how he used to see kids in the hallway, just where the hall pass, and this is how that sound.
Remember them little kids always had a hall pass, walking past classrooms and get him. Ah! Teacher be like, keep walking, young man. Shut up, bitch. 10 minutes later, you see the principal with.
I'm like, dang, that ain't that type of elementary school. Yeah. So, salute to that.
You went to see the good kids.
That made me feel a little better. I'm like, all right, these kids actually are still kids.
Yeah.
They nice and sweet. So, yeah.
Numero dos.
So,
that means two Lopez. Yes, I don't know if you knew.
Do it. Oh, yeah. I'm glad you said that because I sat with four boys. Mm-hmm. So I thought this was going to be a big group thing where I'm like reading, like it's just my book and I'm premiering it for a whole crowd or something like that. But they had to separate in groups. So I had a group of four boys and I asked their names. And one gave me some type of Spanish name. I'm like, say what?
No.
I'm like, say what?
Guillermo.
He said,
I'm going to call you Willie.
Yeah, he said something like that. I'm like, oh, word? Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what's your name? And everybody, you know, you could tell they were shy a little bit. So I'm just going around the table like, what's your name? What's your name? I'm Figgy. But it threw me off a little bit. I'm like, oh, like, I forgot this is Spanish. Like, it's a lot of Spanish speakers in here. Yeah. So that kind of threw me off a little bit. I'm like, all right, I think I'm in for a rude awakening. Right.
Were you afraid that they were going to give you a book in Spanish and you were going to have to?
No, they did. So I picked the books out myself.
Oh, okay,
So the books I picked out was Whistle for Willie.
Okay.
And I picked out another book. Well, he wasn't a bookie in this book, but the other book I picked out was Wordy Birdie.
Okay.
So I had those books, and if you wanted to do like a Spanish book, you could, but obviously I'm not about to go down that route.
Mm-hmm.
Número tres.
So I thought we all had something in common because I'm kind of sitting around waiting for it to start, and one of the little kids was like, hey, I like football.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, word? Who your favorite player, man?
Mm-hmm.
He started rattling off some Spanish names. And all.
Chicharito.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hugo Sanchez.
That's exactly what he said. And none of them names was Lionel Messi. I was waiting on a Lionel Messi or something like that. I'm like,
I know him.
Yeah. All four of them started rattling off some Spanish names.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, this is a different type. Y'all talk about football.
Yeah. And it's probably for real because if they were rattling off Spanish names, I'm guessing that they're watching Liga MX. They're watching the Mexican League.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm trying to think, who are the hot popping Mexicans of today? Because the Mexicans I'm thinking of, I'm thinking Memo Ochoa, his old self.
Yeah, all the old ones would be there. But yeah, I'm sure they are.
Yeah, so I tried to jump in the conversation like, hey, do y'all watch the Houston Dynamo?
Mm-hmm.
They're just like,
they're all right.
Little boy Ashley said,
yeah.
I'm like, okay, so y'all talking about that real football everybody be watching.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, all right. I'm like, I got to find something everybody in common
that's
with.
Good.
But so at that point, I'm like, okay. I'm like, I'm going to see how this goes.
Mm-hmm.
Numero cuatro.
So all of them but one really spoke English well.
Okay.
So it was one that was kind of good, but you could tell he didn't understand what I was saying.
Yeah.
So it was another kid that would like translate it for him.
I love that.
Yeah. So I was kind of catching on, and then you could see the other boy shaking his head like, oh, okay.
I got it.
And then at one point, all four of them was just talking in Spanish and giggling and laughing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, if Johnny had three apps, I'm like, to the book.
Yeah, bring this back.
Like, all right.
Like, I don't know what you're saying, and I'm immediately going to think that you talk about me.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm like, all right, now. Yeah. I said Johnny had three apples. So I'm like, all right, we got to get back on track over here. And the last one.
Number five.
At the end, when he's about to leave, and you know how you dap the kids up. Yeah, and all right, man, see you later. Have a good day. And One actually hugged me.
Oh, that's the best.
She gave me one of them little side hugs. Right. And I'm like, oh, that kind of warmed their heart a little bit.
That's the best. I mean, kids amazing.
Yeah, so it was fun, man. Again, mm-hmm. Shout out to Wade Smith and the Wade Smith Foundation for letting me read to the little kiddos, man. We reading with the pros.
How many readers were there? You and who else?
It was a lot. So shout out to the fan of the year, Patty Cream, was there.
Hey. Okay.
Patty Cream and her husband. And it was a few people, man. It was
a deal.
It was cool, man. So mm-hmm. Yeah, shout out to everybody. A lot of Texans fans, obviously.
Nice.
So it was fun. Gotta give a special rest in peace to Val Kilmer.
Mm-hmm.
He passed away yesterday at the age of 65. His daughter announced that he died of pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
And so a couple movies a lot of people know him from is Top Secret.
Mm-hmm.
You got Real Genius, Top Gun, Willow. And this is kind of a unofficial confession, I guess. I didn't even know. So he played in, I guess he played Jim Morrison in The Doors.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it was a movie.
Yeah.
Oh, it's 91. I didn't even know about the Doors movie.
That was my confession. Mm-hmm. I had no idea this was the Doors had a movie. And just looking at the clips.
Oh, you got to watch it.
I seen.
Yeah, no, really.
I'm going to watch it because I seen some of the clips floating
mm-hmm.
around.
Mm-hmm.
He looked exactly like Jim Morrison,
exactly.
man.
Exactly.
Like, it's kind of scary a little bit.
Oh, that is him on the movie poster. Because I did think that was Jim Morrison.
Yeah, I thought it was going around Jim Morrison. I'm like, dang, they got a nice...
And his girlfriend, I'm trying to find it in the Doors movie, was... Yeah, Meg Ryan. Meg Ryan.
Yeah.
For, you know, from obviously a lot of stuff. But I actually... It's funny you say that because I was posing this question... what do you know, what's the first movie or couple movies you think of when you hear Val Kilmer? The Doors is one of them for me.
That's really? The first, really? Okay.
Yeah, The Doors is one of them for me, and then Tombstone, you know, Doc Holliday. He was so good in Tombstone. But a lot of people say Real Genius. Like, that's when he kind of really made a splash.
I always think of, I'm a little younger, so I always think about that Batman movie.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know what you mean.
So yeah, I ain't gonna sit here like I was just so familiar with all of these movies because I wasn't into those movies, but mm-hmm. for sure the Batman. But I got to watch this Doors movie, man.
No, like I said, that's one of the first ones I thought of.
Yeah, I got to check that out.
832 said, don't forget about Val and Heat.
And Heat is another one.
That's Gus and Katie. Shout out to Gus and Katie.
It's so funny. Like, we were texting about this in the family text this morning, and I mentioned something about Tombstone, and my daughter-in-law says, oh, he was one of the fighter pilots in Planes. You know, the animated animated movie.
Was he really?
Yeah.
That's such a great, like, one, that's a very parent response.
How do you know you have a two-year-old without saying you have a two-year-old?
Yeah.
Like, Cars and Planes. She knows all the actors that voiced over the movie.
That's hilarious.
But at the same time, like, that's a great kind of, I guess, Easter egg that I never noticed or never clicked in. Yeah. I guess I didn't watch Planes. That's why.
But it's like Cars.
I know. Yeah. But I was like, I got Cars 2, and I was like, I am done here.
Planes is actually pretty good. I watched it the other night.
Oh, really? I wonder why.
Yeah, I can tell you why.
I'll let you do that. I was not going that far on that. I was like, you're not getting me to Planes.
Watch Planes?
Sure.
All right, I get y'all out of here on this. So yesterday was April Fool's Day,
mm-hmm.
and some of the stupidest jokes out there. People just flat out lying. Tiger Woods, just flat out lying. But a lot of corporate companies on social media actually did a lot of April Fool's jokes too.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the list of some of the, I guess, some of the best ones that got some of the reaction where they was just fooling people. So Hidden Valley Ranch, they I guess put something out there, say they was doing a Hidden Valley Ranch flavored soda. So they announced the different flavors, which is Classic Ranch,
mm-hmm.
Garlic Ranch, Hot Honey Ranch, mm-hmm. and Jalapeno Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people was kind of pissed off when they found out it was just a joke. Another one.
Wait, they were mad that they found out it was a joke? They were trying to drink it?
People are weird, man. They would try some of that type of stuff.
If there is one thing that I could say points to the fact that America is going off on the wrong path, it's that people are trying to drink ranch soda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nothing else. This is the one thing that points to the fact that we are not in the right place as a country.
Just nasty. But another one, Yahoo. they did something called, I guess they was releasing something called Touch Grass Keyboard, which is, so they posted a video of a keyboard with grass growing out of each key and claimed it immediately sold out.
Well, maybe it did.
Yeah, and that was
to Reggie's point.
Yeah, that might be getting some ideas for it. Yeah.
Also, if you're doing that, you're defeating the purpose. The whole idea of touch grass is go outside.
Let me touch grass and be on the computer still.
Yeah.
The other one is cat poop scented candles. So a pet tech company called Whisker announced that a candle called Cat Poo Number 2 is real, but it doesn't smell like a litter box. It's rose scented. So I guess a lot of people got excited about that too.
Yeah. Why would they want that? I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I'm gonna round the list off real quick. Electric shaver for your, like Reggie like to say, keister.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. An entire outfit meant for cleaning your glasses. So it was a glasses company.
Oh, wow. I could clean my glasses on my pant leg.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you're just wearing a whole, what is it? It's microfiber. Yeah.
That's pretty much what it was. Yeah. Just a whole outfit, just that type of cloth.
Yeah.
Because people clean their glasses with their clothes anyway.
Yeah.
So now you can actually do it and actually clean your glasses.
Just real quick, as much as I hate April Fools, and we established that yesterday, there was one yesterday afternoon that I saw after the show that made me laugh. It was Toadfish, which is an outdoors company.
Okay.
They do reels and rods and, you know, windbreakers and all that. They advertised a redfish mating call. Like, you stick your face in the water with this and you blow it and it attracts redfish. So just to get people to stick their face in the water.
That is crazy. I'm going to round out this list to moon matching lingerie that would change colors just like a moon ring.
Okay.
Wine stained furniture.
Yeah,
I'm sure a lot of people wanted some wine stained furniture. The Duolingo World Cruise.
There you go, Reggie.
This was kind of funny because they said it was going to be a 5-year cruise to help you learn 40 different languages.
Absolutely not.
I'm like, all right. Raisin Cane's skin moisturizer. So they
Raisin Cane's is skin moisturizer if you've ever eaten it. Yeah, it's all over you. It gets all over you.
What are you doing?
It gets all over you.
It's chicken tenders. Yeah. Chicken tenders should never get on. If you can't eat chicken tenders.
You got sauces. You got ketchup. You got, of course, I eat that, pig.
With this one, they
I understood when you said gets all over you from eating chicken tenders.
This one, they actually had Cardi B do a fake review on it, too. So they went far enough to get Cardi B on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then chocolate bread, Reese's. Claim they were selling it for peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And I would have been a little disappointed with this. I would love to try like some chocolate bread with a peanut butter jelly sandwich. And the other one that I seen going around, I had to check to make sure this wasn't real. HEB, they announced that they was putting up a club on top of HEB and Montrose.
Mm-hmm.
Like an actual nightclub.
That could happen because I think there's a Kroger somewhere where they got a club in the Kroger.
I text Joe from HEB like, yo, is this real? He said, unfortunately, no.
You hear that slight flex that he, you know, I just text my connect at HEB.
I'm like, yo, I'm like, look at this. Is this real? He said, nah, this ain't
Bucky's said that they were going to put a Bucky's on Texas City Dyke out in the water.
And you know what?
It would work.
Would have done
it
numbers.
Would work.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Hey, let me go ahead and pull up right quick and get a brisket sandwich.
Pull up in your boat, get some beaver nuggets.
That wouldn't surprise me at all. No. I can see that happen.
Yeah. All right. A great and a fantastic addition of Figgy's Mix. Never leave again because it just means that the Figgy's, I'm sure it'll be a very long time until I have to handle Figgy's Mixtape again. I'm certain of it. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Figgy's Mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday here on Sports Radio 610. Hit him up at the Figgy Fig on social media if you find something that is mixtape worthy. Also, keep an eye out. He might have, an outing happening soon. Mm-hmm. You never know. All right, coming up next, we get ready to hand it off to the fellas of the drive, Clint and Ron, see what they're going on with. But also, is this draft disrespect that came on NFL Live? I'll let you make the decision next.
Thank you, Figgy.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. If you are so inclined, if you loved John Gruden and his quarterback situation, apparently is back. He announced that on Twitter that he's going to have the quarterback class back. Mm-hmm. And here are some of the names that he's going to have. Mm-hmm. Will Howard, Riley Leonard, Seth Hennigan, Kyle McCord, Quinn Ewers, Jackson Dart. So you're going to have all them folks on the quarterback class.
Some of those quarterbacks pale in comparison to some others.
That's right. You're big on Jackson Dart. So
I'm high on Jackson Dart.
Exactly. Yeah. But
those quarterbacks do tend to pale in comparison to others.
That's right. All right. I didn't want to get you this, right? If we're talking about quarterbacks, here is one that seems like he's not going to be on the Gruden quarterback class. His name is Shedeur Sanders out of Colorado. Mm-hmm. You might know him. He's an interesting kind of quarterback prospect, and we're still trying to see like where you land, because especially of late in mock drafts, it's such a weird situation because we do this thing where we're like, oh, well, the draft stock is falling. A draft stock isn't actually a
thing.
According to who? Right? It's just like people learn more things or people change their mind, but there's not actually a change in stock per se because there was there's never actually a true value assessed.
Yeah.
That's really, I guess, esoteric or whatever, neither here nor there. But bringing it back to Shedeur, like we've seen, you know, mocks have him go in the 20s. We've seen mocks have him go to the Giants at 3. In fact, the Bruce Feldman mock that we looked at earlier today, mock draft from The Athletic, had him at 3, just going and looking and going, hey, he matters. I mean, or the Giants need a quarterback. Go ahead and get one. I mean, obviously the Browns are also another team at 2 that people have looked at. Well, this is Tim Hasselbeck. Mm-hmm. Tim Hasselbeck obviously played in the league and, you know, had a cup of tea. Mm-hmm. He, you know, covers the league for ESPN. This is him talking about Shedeur Sanders, and he gave a player comp for Shedeur. And I'm interested in your opinion. Is this disrespect?
My comp on Shedeur Sanders has kind of been in that like Andy Dalton range. People have compared him to Kirk Cousins. Look, those are compliments. Both of those guys have thrown for over 250 touchdowns through their NFL career. Both of those guys have led teams to the playoffs. But you know, when you're talking about the top half of round one, look, again, you're looking for elite traits. And he just doesn't have those. Now, look, you're going to have to beat the market at quarterback, so you're going to have to draft a rookie quarterback at some point because of what's happened with the Deshaun Watson deal.
I don't think that's unfair.
I don't either.
Yeah, I mean, Kirk Cousins, is last I checked, is making pretty good money and has done okay for himself. And I think it speaks to, like, we all put these quarterbacks on this pedestal. Like they're going to be a home run, to mix metaphors here. That's not the case more often than not, you know?
Well, and I think also it's fair to acknowledge that this year the quarterbacks are not like they're not as they have been in other draft classes.
Sure.
And I think that this circles back to a conversation that we had been having, I think, last week, where I think opportunity cost is something that matters when we talk about this. And in a different way, you could talk about like positional value and those types of things. Of course, that doesn't apply specifically with quarterback, but when you have a high draft pick, the opportunity that you have to select any player, especially ones that are very good, and where some of these teams that we're talking about, like the Browns, like the Giants, they're in a place where they have the opportunity to select a true blue, I guess in a way, blue chip prospect. And these quarterbacks aren't blue chip prospects, they're just quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you could say that about Cam Ward, but I mean, and I don't
he's
know.
He's the most likely.
He's the most likely, but even then.
In terms of likelihood.
Right. He's the most likely to be like a starting caliber quarterback for certain. No. But like, even then, I don't think that people have a high likelihood on him being like a star quarterback. And of course, we're wrong about these things often. However, you're playing percentages. You're playing darts in some ways, with the lottery tickets that are your draft picks.
Yeah.
And I wonder, like, with the opportunity cost, if you were the New York Giants, Lopez, would you take Shedeur Sanders? Or would you utilize that draft pick to maybe get a guy like a Travis Hunter, who can really be a blue chip prospect that could change the game for you?
Yeah.
Especially if you're looking at a quarterback that maybe the high end is the type of quarterback that can get you to the playoffs, but not really do much for you afterwards.
The thing about that is there's so many other factors. What's my job security? Because that to me is number one.
And it really shouldn't be, but it does it's always factors in.
Yeah.
But like, that is the type of job security. When you start talking about that, that takes your perspective from a long range one, which you absolutely need with a quarterback, to brings it to a short range one. That's how you make mistakes. That's how mistakes happen.
Yeah.
And also those things don't save you. Drafting a quarterback to, and like, oh, well, that's going to give me time.
there's a number of quarterbacks that have been drafted in the last 10, 15 years where the quarterback is drafted, and then a year later, the head coach is fired.
Yeah, it's slow-footed.
I don't even think it's because they're trying to get a little more time. I think it's just they hoping that quarterback come in and start balling immediately.
But it does impact, yes, but it does impact their job security. Like, if I know I'm in a secure place, I would just draft, actually, to be honest, probably Travis Hunter. You know, because I'm cool. You know, I'll be here for at least three or four more years unless I really, you know, mess things up. Just because that's a guy that when I do get a quarterback, it's gonna be, you know, then I'm gonna be golden again. You know, I'm gonna have even more job security.
And clearly, yeah. I think also you would love the idea that you have Jameis Winston on your team, right?
I just saw some audio already from him that I was thinking about putting on there, and I'm like. I don't want to.
I think I had it yesterday. Just the Jameis thanking Saquon Barkley for telling him.
No, it was something.
Not even that.
No, it was about they were asking him some weird questions. You know what?
We're already getting the Jameis audio mill.
I'll put it on there tomorrow because it's Jameis. I mean, you got to play the hits.
Over under when you're going to be sick of hearing from Jameis.
It's gonna be a while. I can't give you an estimate on that one.
I think the New York media gonna overdo it, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Because Cleveland wasn't good last season. Mm-hmm. The only good thing about them was Jameis Winston, mm-hmm. and they brought that up kind of towards the end.
Yeah.
But this New York media is just gonna beat this to the pulp, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man. All right. So this just popped up on my phone, and I don't know how much talking that we actually need to do about it, but I'm just amazed, and I forgot that this happened yesterday, mm-hmm. in the midst of all the NBA that was happening, as we welcome in Clint and Ron into our D&M auto leasing crosstalk. Apparently the NBA is investigating Ja Morant, who made a gun gesture towards the Golden State bench yesterday.
Oh, he did the two. It was like the first down gesture.
Man, don't bring that up, man. Because now the NFL about to try to ban this.
That is true. The NFL apparently.
He did everything except the little circles above his head. Because all he did was just go like this. Now, I guess you could interpret that as a gun.
Well, I mean, he did it with two fingers. He got priors.
He had the thumbs up?
He got priors.
It looked like he was throwing out double pistols.
What's wrong with him?
Yeah.
Why is he like this?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why that was the route for him to go on that, as you said, with his history.
Mm-hmm.
But that did bring me back to, and I'm glad you guys mentioned this, Troy Vincent, who obviously in the NFL, he's made a big deal about how they are trying to limit the what they term sexual and violent gestures. And I didn't realize we were going back to the No Fun League. Mm-hmm. I thought we had turned a corner on this, didn't we?
Nah. No, we haven't.
Whenever I see them throw those 15-yard penalties on those first down celebrations,
mm-hmm.
it just blows me. I know you want to say don't do it, like just you know, but you should know better.
Just, but still, yeah,
it just blows me. Just mm-hmm. like that official the other night with Dylan Brooks,
mm-hmm.
That's on the hunt. It's just like, man, what are we doing here?
Yeah,
man?
Yeah.
Like, who are we protecting in that instance, though?
You remember when they started, they was going to start flagging people for the N-word? They still doing it?
That's right.
If they are, they're not doing a good job of it. I'll tell you that for damn sure.
I'm like, okay, let's police that. Let me see that. Because we should see 29 flags a game.
A play.
Yes, like I ain't never, like I because I have, and I don't think it's ever been called. I have been waiting to hear how they word it,
mm-hmm.
like what's the wording to use for
how they call it.
Yeah, like what's the
unsportsmanlike,
is that what
conduct?
They just call it unverbal unsportsmanlike
conduct. And that's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah,
I mean, I can't tell you what he said, but you wouldn't be happy about it.
Yeah.
All right, so we got Clint, obviously we got Ron, getting ready to have another fantastic program. Ron went to the bar yesterday to hang out,
mm-hmm.
and I know you know your partner well enough. Some boxes of pizza came in, and Ron told me that he was going to get a slice. Do you believe that by the time he left, he went and stole a slice of them people's pizza?
Oh, stole it from somebody?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No.
You are correct, he didn't.
Oh, yeah?
But what he did do is he accosted some lady from across the room to ask her if the pizza was good, because he saw her ate probably about, what, four slices?
She had five slices.
He kept counting from across the room.
Hey, that's a lot of slices.
That's a lot of pizza.
Ron said, ma'am.
Well, I don't eat pizza.
I can eat 42 pieces and there ain't nothing healthy about that.
Yeah, yeah. No, because these weren't, by my visual, these weren't thin crust. No. Like, these were like regular pan size.
Yeah.
And she didn't have, like, she didn't have, how can I put this?
Shame.
She didn't have the build of, I'm about to get five slices of pizza.
Yeah.
That's why she ate five slices.
That's right. That's not what I saw. I didn't see that coming. And I said, damn. And then I had talked.
You were hoping she'd say, well, hell, get you one.
Yeah, that's what he was playing for.
And it didn't happen.
I would say, how that pepperoni?
Yeah.
I said, how was that pizza? She said, it was okay. I thought I said it to myself, but I think Reggie heard me. I said, you wouldn't eat it like it was.
He said that out loud. I was wondering if you was trying to say it to her because my back was
about
to
a
her.
Six and a half. I said, well, how would you rate that pizza? She's about a six and a half. I said six.
What does a nine look like?
See how you
what you ate in a few days?
Like. Hey man, if you got the luxury to eat like that,
I saw her come over, and I saw the beginning of that plate, and I said, damn. I didn't take her for getting two at one time.
Yeah.
That's a healthy load.
Then I saw her, and I looked over, and I saw her eating, and I saw her get up. She got her ass up. She got another one. Yeah. Another two. Yeah. Not just one, another two.
Yeah.
I said, oh, one of them was supreme.
Yeah.
Said, oh. My man, he took inventory. Yeah. I was just like, well, man, Ron is a different dude,
after
brother.
The first two, I was invested. To just see, like, well, where are we going with this? You go to the
I'm
well.
I'm guessing
again.
She might have seen
was
that
it,
pizza.
Was
it?
I mean, were they selling the pizza in the back?
No,
was
she was.
With,
she was.
Somewhere?
You know, at Kirby, she was with a group.
Oh, they do like a. Yeah. They do like a work at
yeah,
happy
yeah,
hour.
Yeah, they had just bought a whole bunch of boxes of pizza.
Back in the day, Reg, when I was in your shoes, that was a gold mine.
Mm-hmm.
Fish in a barrel, Chief. I mean, you get you a table full of pencil skirts at a happy hour that all work together.
Yeah,
blowing off a little steam.
Judging by the scenery, not much has changed, sir.
No, I was going to say, that feels correct. Like what you were describing.
That is absolutely what we saw.
I'm just telling you, there's always one single one in the bunch.
Yeah.
There's always one that's peer pressuring in the bunch.
Oh, yeah.
There's that one, too. There's the one that it's been a while. She hadn't had her any in a while, you know. And I mean, there's just, I mean, the potential.
And here comes Dirty Red.
Here comes one of them old dirty sunbucks. Yeah, it was me
I mean,
for
he
a while.
He took
now.
Himself right back to that, but
he really did.
Wings
he
in
enjoyed
Dallas.
Himself.
Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Dallas, Nashville.
Golly.
Yeah, it was
Paris, Ireland.
Yeah, you know, it didn't matter where your feet were. He was on a mission back in the day.
He had all those mirrors like the buffalo in the commercial.
Was,
looking at the whole restaurant. All those mirrors everywhere.
Had an old buffalo's helmet on. Huh? Buttery nipple.
All right, fellas. Hope that you guys have a fantastic Wednesday show. Always enjoy talking with you fine fellas. We're done for the day. We'll catch you tomorrow. You're listening to KILT AM, KILT FM HD2 Houston and Odyssey Sports Station. And right now, The Drive is live.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.